have a little story about seeing Baba.
About?
About seeing Baba.
Okay.
And I had never seen Baba up until this time. And after I left, well, this happened about a year ago, a little over a year ago, Dr. Bahusha gave a talk on the center, and it was during the Darshan reunion. And he said, in his talk, he said, the avatar can appear simultaneously in 10,000 places at once after he drops the body. He's the only one who can do that. And I heard that in the talk, and then the talk went on. It was a very beautiful, very moving talk, and I forgot that he had said that during the talk. And I decided to take a walk on the beach afterwards. And I was walking on the beach, and I was talking to Baba, and I was remembering how I used to feel walking on the beach when I first moved to Myrtle Beach. I was remembering that very beginning time and a certain type of intimacy that I felt walking on the beach with Baba as my companion at that time. And I was feeling a little differently from that time, but I was saying, well, I'm just going to take your name, and that's all I know to do is just take your name. And I'm thinking this, and I'm looking down the beach, and far on the horizon, there are people there on the beach. I see a figure, very distant, but this figure is very distinct from any of the other figures on the beach. And long dark hair and long white robe, and I realize there's only one person this could possibly be. I can't see his features, but I realize this is Baba, and he's walking straight for me at a long distance, hundreds of feet away. And he's walking straight for me, and it's not like a vision. It's clearly, physically, he is there. And I'm just watching, and I've also seen that there are other people out the side of my eyes. And I don't feel that anyone else is seeing him. I mean, nobody's making any response. And I just continue to walk, and I continue to take his name, and I'm realizing he's walking for me, towards me, and I'm wondering, what's going to happen next? And he gets closer and closer, and somewhere in the back of my mind, I remember that someone must have told me this, or I must have read this, or something. I don't know why I had this thought at all, but I had this thought, Baba can use the physical form of his lovers. If he wants to appear, he can use the form of someone who loves him. And somewhere in my mind, I think maybe that's happening. And that is what was happening, I guess. I don't know what was happening, except that he was clearly there. And when I came to about 30 feet, when we came to about 30 feet away from each other, just blinked, and there was Anna Craddock standing there in front of me, looking not physically anything like Baba. Red hair, colored clothes, nothing, you know. And she's looking at me and she's saying, Dana, I just had the most beautiful experience. I decided to take a walk on the beach. I decided me as a little girl would take a walk on the beach with Baba. And so I took his hand, and we walked down the beach together, and it became completely real for me, and I just felt so light and so happy. And I wasn't going to tell whoever it was. I wasn't going to tell her when I saw her. I decided I would just keep this experience to myself. I had to tell her that.
What a beautiful story.
And I thought, you know, how amazing that both of us had our own private experience with Baba, but it was shared also. And I've never, I mean, I'm not one given to any experience like that.